Well, welcome to Who's Going to Win for week three of the high school football season. Jim Field, along with, well, once again, we're running on just three of the four wheels here this week. So we're going to have the three of us sit down, and we'll still be visiting a little bit. We'll introduce you to the gang in just a little bit. Just a reminder that Who's Going to Win, brought to you each week here on KJAN by Nishna Valley Credit Union here in Atlantic and Ag Business Associates.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
All right, let's get after it here. Matt Mullinek's not able to be with us this week for our program. He had another commitment that he had to attend to, so you get three of us this week. A newly married Chris Parks is back. His wife allowed him to sit in with us this week.
Yeah, I'm allowed to be here, so yeah. All is well.
Kind of a rosy glow about him now that he's a married man.
We send our thanks to Mandy, we think. We're not too sure we want him here anymore, looking at the stat sheet here.
Oh.
Doug Leonard also with us here this week.
I'm still married.
Well, that's kind of a surprise in itself some days. But
love you, honey.
He's required to say that at least once a week.
Yep.
On air. Let's take a look at what we did last week here on Who's Gonna Win. Boy, what a mess we had last week. It looks like somebody bled all over my sheet. I always mark off things in red here, and it's just a mess. But we had Cam and Stanton last week. What a ball game that turned into. Stanton winning 18-15, hanging on down the stretch. Apparently there was a fumble like an inch from the end zone with next to nothing left in the game, and that decided the ball game. But Stanton, a winner, 18-15, and I went out on a limb with Cam on that one, and boy, I was close, but not quite. The other guys had Stanton. That was a winner for them. Fremont Mills and Adair Casey. I can honestly say I've never picked a team before on Who's Going to Win who lost by 72 points. And I can honestly say I bet I never do that again.
Yeah.
Fremont Mills really put up a big number, 80-8 over Adair Casey. And Matt and I each had Adair Casey, and boy, did we look dumb. Fremont Mills was a winner for Doug and Chris last week. We all won with Trainer because they beat AHST 36-0. Audubon Guthrie Center, wow. We watched Audubon the week before up there against Exira EHK, and they just kept tripping over themselves offensively, but they got that thing squared around. A 27-0 win on the road at Guthrie Center, and Chris went out on a limb, and that one worked out for him. We had Griswold beating Riverside 52-6. We all had that right. Des Moines Christian beat Exira EHK 32-0. That was a winner for Matt and for Chris. And then we also had Harlan beating Abraham Lincoln. That was a three-day game. They finally finished that one up Sunday evening, and it was 28-7 the final. Harlan winning. We all got that right. And then Atlantic at Kemper Catholic. We all had Atlantic, and well, that didn't work out so well either for us as Kemper Catholic picked up the 30-13 win. So here are the totals from last week. Chris, a second consecutive week, he goes 7-1. He's got one hand on the trophy already.
Things are going well so far, but we're a long way from the end of the road.
Yeah, Doug and Matt each went 5-3, respectable 5-3 last week, at least over 500.
I think last season there was a little swoon by Mr. Parks, though. I think he was kind of out in front for a while, too. And
I think he's done this the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I seem to remember an epic collapse two years ago. So being in front early is not...
I can honestly say I've never been up four games after 2 weeks, though.
So. Don't rub it in.
So. Yeah. Well, yeah. Here comes Fremont Mills, so look out. So anyway, yeah, Chris was 7-1. Doug and Matt 5-3. I went 3-5. I stunk. So right now we are like this: 14-2 on the season for Chris. I'm in second place, barely 10-6, and then Doug and Matt are each tied for third at 9-7. So we got some ground to make up here. How our program works each week is just like this. We put 8 high school games on the schedule. We'll have a bonus game, by the way, this week because this is our annual tiebreaker, just in case. And we've modified our tiebreaker because even the tiebreaker didn't break our tie last year. So we're going to modify that a little bit. But we will have a list of 8 area high school football games to look at. And then we'll also check out that Iowa-Iowa State matchup coming up tomorrow. So that's how it works out. We're going to let Chris go first here on the first game this week because, well, quite frankly, we want to see what he does so we know where we have to go to make up some ground. We've got East Union on the road at Adair Casey in an 8-man game. How do the Bombers bounce back, Chris?
Well, this is a tough spot. You know, a team like Adair Casey that was expected, I think, to be a little bit more competitive. They've had 2 really tough weeks to start off the season against 2 good teams, I'll say that. But East Union's also one of those teams that really traditionally struggles, so they haven't had a whole lot of success here early on in the season either. But I think this is a game that Adair Casey's going to look at and say, hey, we need to win this one because the week after that, they got to play Cam. So I'm going to take Adair Casey at home. I think this is one that they'll feel like they can grab.
Well, I don't have much to go on right now with this ball game because I'm still scratching my head trying to figure out what in the world. Although sometimes you kind of have to throw out those odd scores like that because, you know, you just never know unless you're there what goes on.
Especially
sometimes
8-man.
Well, exactly. I mean, things can happen. And then sometimes the ball just gets rolling, and one team's just playing flawless football, and the other team just, you get to a point where you just wonder what's going to happen next. I got to believe at home Adair Casey's going to get this thing stopped and move the other direction. They have played 2 very quality opponents to start the season. They need to stop playing Mills County is what they need to do. Stay away from Mills County. East Mills and Fremont Mills have gotten them. But East Union, I'm not too sure. I'm going to go with the Bombers here on this one. Doug, what are you going
to
do?
Well, I like Adair Casey coming back at home, as a way to get in the win column. But, just to make up make a different choice here than Mr. Parks, who's the leader, I'm going to take East Union on the road.
Okay. So there's one limb pick out there. Matt is going to keep you on the limb. He's going to take Adair Casey. I'll throw Matt's picks out first since he's not here for the rest of these games. So we got 3 for Adair Casey and 1 for East Union so far here this time around. Let's take a look at game 2 on the list. Pretty good matchup. East Mills on the road at Stanton. Both teams 2-0. Both teams already thinking big things again for this season. And boy, East Mills has put some pretty good scores up on the board. Stanton had to fight against a good Cam team last week. Boy, game's at Stanton. Normally in these, I'd like to take the home team, but I'm going to go with East Mills here in this one. I kind of like what they're doing offensively, and I'm hoping that that's going to get him over the top, and I'm hoping I can pick up a game for Chris one of these next ball games here. So let's see how that plays out. Matt, by the way, is going to take East Mills as well. He's going to stay with me on that. Doug, where are you going?
Well, I think I've got to agree with you fellas. Stanton has played a couple of good quality opponents and emerged victorious with both of those games, but East Mills is really looking impressive this year, so I'm going to take them.
Okay, that's 3. Chris, what do you got?
Well, this is a really good game early on in the season, and maybe even better now that a couple weeks have been played. They both have beaten up on Lennox in a similar fashion, which is a team we also thought would probably be better than they are this year. And this will be a really good one, just for the simple fact that it's a home game, and they're coming off a nice hard-fought win last week where they had to work a little bit at it. I'm going to go ahead and take Stanton.
Okay, so he is going to take the limb pick, and we'll see if we can pick up a game here on this one. So we've got 2 limb picks here early on. Stanton for Chris in this one, and East Union for Doug in the first one. That's all we're going to do with 8-man football. We're going to move into 11-man football. First, though, we're going to take this time out. Back with more Who's Going to Win right after this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Okay, back on who's going to win. Let's keep moving here in our high school football pick'em show. We're going to go to game three. It's Exira EHK on the road at Martinsdale St. Mary's. Both teams with a win. MSM is 1-0 and Exira EHK 1-1 on the season after suffering a tough loss last week at home. Matt is going to take Martinsdale St. Mary's in this football game. Apparently he thinks it's a baseball game. Football game. They have a terrific baseball team, as you probably well know, 80-some-odd wins in a row, and counting, since they won another state championship this year. Does it translate into football, Doug?
Well, I think it might this week. Exira, from reading about the game last week, kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit in the first half or first quarter, had a few turnovers and in dropping that ball game 32-0. So, you know, if that were just the case, you know, maybe I would consider Exira. But as you've kind of mentioned off the air, Jim, the injury bug may be biting Exira. So I'm going to take the home team.
Okay, one for Martinsdale. Well, that's two, I guess, for Martinsdale St. Mary's because Matt's got them as well. Chris, what do you like?
I'm gonna make it three. I'm going to go with Martinsdale St. Mary's here too. They've got a couple of wins under their belt here early in the season. Of course, Exira EHK, they're 1-1, but coming off a loss against a pretty good team last week. But, yeah, the injury bug, you always kind of worry about that, especially early on in the season when you're trying to gain some traction. So I'm going to take Martinsdale at home.
I don't know that much about Martinsdale St. Mary's. They have good size. I had a chance to talk with Coach Tom Peterson the other day. He said they have good size. They're a baseball team primarily, but that's what they do best. But the kids are pretty good athletes. They have good size, and it's a long road trip. It's on the road. It's a long road trip. And I don't know what's going to happen in that backfield. Both Trey Sander and Lucas Mortensen came up gimpy after last week's ball games. Who knows what their future is going to be now here for the next few weeks. So, yikes. I need to make up some space, but gosh, do I want to do it like this? Oh, boy. I'm going to stare at this one. Can I take a pass on this one? Can I come back later in the program?
I would just pause and not say anything for about 45 seconds, Jim. It makes for good radio.
Yeah, doesn't it, though? Doesn't it? That's the audiologist saying that, by the way. Let me see. Oh, boy.
Might drive up some business there.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm going to take Exira EH. I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it a shot. See if they can pull one off on the road. We'll see. It's always hard to judge when you're talking to Coach Peterson because he's always going to tell you how great the other team is and how big a hurdle they have to overcome to get there. It doesn't matter who they're playing.
He must have taken that class from Coach Blatt, maybe.
It could possibly be. All right, I'll go out on a limb. We'll keep our streak going here. We got three limb picks going so far. All right, let's move on here to game four. AHST on the road at Van Meter. Matt is taking Van Meter. He's going to take the home team. Chris, who do you like?
I'm going to take the home team here as well. AHST, kind of one of those teams that really had a rough year last year. They've started kind of wavering a little bit here early on this season, but they have had a good win to open the year, which surprised me a little bit. And they always have a tradition, so they're going to turn things around eventually. But I think going on the road is tough here early in the season, especially with the team that's still trying to figure themselves out. And I'm going to go with Van Meter here.
Okay, that's two for the Bulldogs. Doug, what do you like? Oh, well, I guess you don't. It's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of caught me off guard
one,
there.
Almost slipped that one by him, didn't he? Well, as I said, I'm not going to wait around till the end of this thing to last week to make up space. I'm going to try and do a little bit here and there. So, AHST, they've lost twice like Van Meter. Difference is AHST has tasted victory on the road, as a matter of fact. So, and this is the last of their four home games now to open up the season. They had to schedule some of their early games that were supposed to be at home on the road because the bleachers weren't installed and stuff yet over at their place. So they're anxious to get home. I think they're itching to come home with a win. So I'm going to go with AHST and see if I can get this one back. Doug?
Well, I don't know a whole lot about Van Meter, but I'm going to go with you, like you said, try to get out there on half of a limb here and pick up some ground on Chris. And AHST, they'll turn it around, so maybe this will be the week.
Chris is going to be so far ahead of us.
I know.
It won't even make a difference after this next couple of weeks. All right, that's 2-2, Van Meter for Chris and Matt, AHST for Doug and I. Let's move on. Game 5, Underwood at Trainer. couple of old Western Iowa Conference rivals teeing it up here tonight in district play. Underwood off to a 2-0 start. Trainer 1-1 on the season. And Matt is going to go with Trainer in the first place. So we'll throw that down on the list, throw that out there. I believe that I'm going to probably go with Trainer as well. I don't... Underwood's playing some nice football, but boy, tough one last week, the one-point win over Missouri Valley. Boy, Trainer looked awfully good, rolling up some good points here this last week, and lost to Tuffy that first week to a very good IKM Manning team, so I haven't lost any faith in them yet. I think Trainer will win this at home. Doug?
Yeah, you know, I kind of feel the same way. If it was at Underwood, I would probably be inclined to take them, but I'm going to take the Trainer Cardinal, maybe? S on the end of that or not?
S, yeah. Cardinals.
Cardinals, okay.
Yep. Not Stanford.
Okay.
No, they're not a tree that has a funny name. No.
Okay.
They're actually the bird. All right. That leaves us with one more, and I assume, Chris, you're not going to leave us all. You're going to end this limb stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to end the limb stuff. I'm going to go with Trainer here at home. Too tough, and like you said, their one loss is to a pretty good team, so I think they'll be able to win this one at home.
Okay, well, that's four across the board. That's the first sweep we've had so far this week now, as everybody's got Trainer over Underwood. Interesting that that one would be the sweep, because that actually looks like a pretty decent game. You never know with Underwood. Some nights they just come out and just play gangbusters. And other nights you just never really know for sure, but interesting matchup there. Speaking of interesting matchups, here's another one from that same Class 1A district. Boy, it's a tough district. Yeah, you got Underwood and Trainer and Tri-Center and Griswold, and that's before you even get into the teams that everybody considers the upper echelon, the Logan Magnolias and the St. Alberts, top to bottom each week. Well, we got two of those teams teeing it up tonight in Griswold as the Tigers will host Tri-Center. Interesting match up there, a couple of 2-0 teams. Matt is going to go with the home team. He's going to take Griswold in this contest. Doug, what do you like?
Well, it is interesting. I mean, Griswold has had a couple of nice performances. I think they both share a common opponent in Riverside, maybe. Kind of both won similar scores and margins. But I'm going to go with Griswold Tigers. I think they've got a nice squad there. And, you know, as we talked about in the last few weeks, they need to pick up their wins. You know, this is probably a game they definitely feel like they can win. So they need to win this one. Maybe when they get into those tougher games, it might be more of a challenge. So.
Okay, it's two for Griswold then. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, this is a really interesting game because neither team, I guess, has a win that really jumps out at you so far in the season. You know, they haven't played real tough opponents, either one of them, yet. Both teams kind of had disappointing seasons last year, and we're kind of right in the same mix, so you can't really base much off of that either. But just because it's a home game and because I think Griswold's built their program back up a little bit this season, I'm going to go ahead and take the home team too here and go with Griswold.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm going to stay consistent with you guys on this one. This is going to be an interesting game, though. This game could be over in about 25 minutes because there might not be more than two passes all game. Neither one of these teams really like to throw the ball very much at all, so you could see that clock almost never stop. But, you know, Griswold, a lot of misdirection, and Tri-Center, a lot of right-at-you kind of ground game football. It'll be a good matchup tonight, but I like the Tigers at home in what should be a very good football game. I think folks will enjoy this game that go to it. This Friday night very much. We have two games left to take a look at, two high school games left to take a look at, and we will do this right after we break for this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
All right, let's get back after it again. A couple of 3A matchups as we start district play tonight. The games really start to count now for these teams. And the first one we have on the list is Lewis Central on the road at Creston. Pretty interesting matchup there. Matt is going to take the visiting team. He's going to go with Lewis Central in this one. That's where Matt Mullenix goes. I can't remember who goes first here. Is it Doug's turn? Doug's turn to go first?
Well, I've got an interesting story about Lewis Central. So
you do?
Well, maybe. You know, they are only 1-0, as we were talking about off air, because they were in a game against TJ last week, and the game was called because of the weather that was going around. And I think they were ahead 28-0 or 28-7, and they did not want to continue the game. I mean, they felt like they didn't want to come back and play it because they were already ahead. And I think that the Lewis Central coach probably felt like maybe TJ would just concede and not come back. But TJ didn't want to concede. So they ended up having to decide it was a no contest, and neither team took a loss.
No forfeits, no nothing.
No nothing. Well, with a 4A squad at TJ, they end up taking a hit if they lose to, you know, a 3A squad mm-hmm. because of the playoff points. And so they wanted to come back and try to claw back and take a victory there. But
no, they didn't. They wanted it to go away and not happen.
Well, that was not what they said in the paper.
I'm sure it wasn't.
That was the impression they gave.
Sure. Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to take Lewis Central.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they seem to have a pretty good running quarterback. I think he scored 4 touchdowns maybe the first week. And so mobile kid and Creston, you know, I don't know what they've got this year. I'm going to take LC on the road.
Okay. That's 2 for Lewis Central, Matt and Doug. Chris, what do you got?
I'm going to make it 3. I'm going to go with Lewis Central. I think they're a little bit better squad overall. I know there's some talented position players down in Creston, but I think overall they've got a little bit better team. So I'm going to go with Lewis Central on the road.
Hey, I'm going to try one here. I'm going to take Creston at home. I don't think it's a bad limb pick to take at home. A couple-hour drive there for Lewis Central to get over to Creston. And Creston actually is pretty – they have pretty high hopes for their ball club this year. They've got some pretty, as Chris mentioned, pretty good skill players. It's whether or not they can take care of business up front. But, you know, long drive like that, Creston's gotten off to a decent start. They've played well here early on, and they really think that they have the kind of a team this year that can, if not compete for the district title, at least compete for one of those 4 playoff spots. And you hate to start in a hole right away. So I'll try the limb pick here and take Creston at home. All right, let's move on to our last high school game on the list this week. It's Atlantic on the road at Winterset. That's our broadcast game tonight. I've got some other plans here this weekend that I have to attend to, so Chris and Brett are going to have the call of that football game for you here coming up a little bit later on this evening. Atlantic at Winterset, and Matt is going to take the Trojans. He's going to take Atlantic on the road here in this one. Chris, who's going to win?
I'm also going to go with the Trojans on the road. They did some nice things last week against Kemper Catholic and just made some, you know, real serious kind of bonehead type mistakes at times throughout the game that really cost them, and had a chance to win late in the game. And you got to feel pretty good about that on a road against a pretty good team. Winterset, I think, is going to be another tough test. It is not going to be an easy walk in the park by any means, but I think they've got enough talent in Atlantic to get things turned away, and I know Coach Duff is really hungry to get a victory, so I'm going to go with Atlantic.
Okay, I mentioned to you that Matt's taking Atlantic. You know, this is not a walk in the park. I mean, it's one thing to look and say, it's an 0-2 Winterset team, but they've lost by what, a total of almost nothing. They lost a 1-point game, and they lost, I think, by 7. I think they lost by 8 total points. You know, they played 2 pretty decent ball clubs so far this year. Atlantic having to make that long road trip. The Trojans, you know, this is a team that could very well, you could make a case for them being 2-0 right now. You know, the game against Denison, just a couple of critical mistakes in the ball game that really stick out in a 1-score difference. And then last week, 30-13 was not really the end. That wasn't the actual way the game went. Atlantic was trailing 17-13 in the fourth quarter, had the ball inside Kemper Catholic's 35-yard line with an opportunity to do something, and then just, you know, one of those plays you try in the backyard that sometimes works but never works on the football field. When the play breaks down and the quarterback's about to get sacked and he just kind of turns and sees somebody behind him, so he slings it real quick, and that never works out. And it didn't for Atlantic. It was scooped up for a 60-yard fumble return for a touchdown, and that turned the game around and pretty much, you know, ended Atlantic's hopes at that point. So, and then they get a late score, you know, with just a couple seconds left. So, yeah, you know, it just, again, it's just those little mistakes along the way. And I think part of that is, you know, this is a team that was 2-7 last year. They won 2 games, but those were teams that were quite inferior to them. The 7 that they lost, 6 of those, they were down 13-0 or 14-0 immediately. I mean, they were pretty much out of the games early. This is a team that hasn't really had a lot of varsity experience where they've had games on the line. And they need to overcome at some point. So It might not be the worst thing in the world for this to be a good close game this Friday night, and hopefully maybe Atlantic jumps out with the victory here. Not an easy contest on the road. Winterset has had our number the last couple of years, but I like Atlantic to hopefully turn that around tonight and eliminate a couple of those little mistakes. Doug, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. This is a game that you hate to say it's a must-win game with the first district game, but there are some tough teams in the district, and it's a game that, even though it is on the road, they should take, I think. So I'm going to take Atlantic.
Okay. That's four across the board. We did that last week, and that came crashing down on us. Hopefully a different result here this week. So that's how we ended here this week, with everybody taking Atlantic in our last high school game. Now, our annual tiebreaker, although that kind of shot us in the foot last year, our annual tiebreaker, we always throw out the Iowa-Iowa State game. Well, in the past, we've always picked the winner, and if we have a tie at the end of the season, which almost never happens, that's our tiebreaker. Well, last year, it was Doug and Chris tied, and they both picked Iowa State, so that didn't break any ties either. So they ended up having to, what'd you do, cut the trophy in half?
Yep.
Yeah. There goes the expense
it's
account.
It's welded back together.
I seem to notice that Chris has it prominently displayed right by the studio window, so every time I have to walk in here, I see that he has it, and I don't.
I think Chris had the trophy actually probably about 50 of the last, you know, the 52 weeks out of the year, since, you know, so that's just kind of the way it's gone. But anyway, what we're going to do this year is you got to pick Iowa, Iowa State, and then just pick the total points, total number of points. So that'll hopefully be our tiebreaker this year. And I'm not letting anybody pick the same number. That's just not going to happen. So here we go. Matt is going to take Iowa. He's going to take the Hawkeyes, and he's guessing 34 points. So that'll be his tiebreaker number. I'm not sure we're going to have to worry too much about him being a tiebreaker anyway, but that's his tiebreaker number. All right, and who, is it my turn to go first? Yeah. I don't remember. Who went first last time?
I'll go.
Okay, well, I'll do it. I'm going to take Iowa, and I'm taking 45 points. 35-10, Hawkeyes win. Doug, what do you like?
I'm going to take Cyclones, and the number's 48.
ISU and 48. Okay, that's a lot of points. You have a lot of confidence in a couple of offenses that...
Copper Jance is our boy. I was calling him Copper for the first half.
They're going to start calling
softer
him,
metal than steel, I think.
They're going to call him Rusty here pretty soon.
He's going to turn it around.
He'll get there. Chris, what do you like?
I'm going to take Iowa State here. I think just all the unknowns and them being at home, and, of course, you got the matchup of bad against bad and good against good with the defense-offense scenarios for both teams, so it'll be interesting. Home game, I'm going to take Iowa State, and I like a little few points to be thrown out there as well. So I'm going to go probably a kind of a 31-21 type ball game. So
you're thinking 52? Okay, you're going to take the big number then. Okay. All right, very good. That's where we go right now. It's really hard to tell. I mean, you know, Iowa State had a few missing pieces, too, because of suspensions and what have you. But, you know, you're throwing in a lot of new faces out there, especially offensively. And, you know, you never know what you're going to get. And, you know, UNI is not a bad opponent. That quarterback from UNI, Terrell Rennie, might be the best quarterback, dual-threat quarterback they play all year long. That guy's pretty good.
He's really good. He's really fast, that's for
sure. Yeah, for Iowa State's defense, I thought they did a pretty good job containing him. I mean, he was tough, and if he had made a few more throws, it wouldn't have been a close game. They had opportunities that they didn't take advantage of. So,
well, they hung around long enough, and as I say, now you get a few of those pieces back, too, for this next week. Iowa, you know, hard to tell. They, you know, you got an hour and a half delay in the middle of the ball game like that, and then after they came back, they just played all their reserves, so it was just kind of playing out the string, and they scored on the you know, Iowa's fifth-team defense or something like that. But, yeah, defensively, had some lapses here and there. Offense looks really good, we'll see.
You know, they have very talented playmakers on offense, so, yeah, it's going to be interesting, especially when those – I think Iowa's offense and Iowa State's defense out on the field, that matchup is going to be kind of fun to watch if you're a football fan, I think.
Let's just hope the rain stays away this weekend and we get good weather for the football game. Guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. We missed Matt this week, but for the rest of us, for Doug, for Chris, I'm Jim. Thanks for joining us. Chris and Brett will have Atlantic at Winterset coming up for you next here on KJAN.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.